Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I want to dive into this, what is a real talker, and it has to do with the Catholic school board. And this is a school area where in Renfrew, they have suspended a student and now arrested the student because he said that there are only two genders. This is a Josh Alexander, who was kicked out of school last November because of the comments that he made during a class. And according to this young man, there was a conversation going on about male students using a female washroom or things like gender dysphoria, even breastfeeding. And he said in the class that there are only two genders and you're either born a male or a female, which got him into trouble. You can argue that there are several genders, but there are only two sexes, which was his opinion. So he got kicked out. And then was told that the only way he gets back into school is if he promises to not use the dead name of any transgender student and agree to exclude himself from his two afternoon classes because those classes have transgender students in them, who disapprove of Josh's religious beliefs. Now, Josh says he never dead named anyone, but when he showed up at the school, I guess this week, he was charged with trespassing. So a lot of people looking at that saying his opinion got him suspended, but actually it's his being on the property that got him suspended or got him arrested. It's his opinions that got him suspended. Let me bring in his lawyer, James Kitchen. He is with the Liberty Defense Fund, and I appreciate your time on this.
Well, thanks for having me.
So as I'm looking at this, just kind of from the outside looking in, we're talking about a Catholic school student in a Catholic school board kicked out for having a particular belief.
A particular Catholic belief, I might add. Yes, yes. Yeah, it's a pretty bizarre situation, but I think it's indicative of where we're at with things in our society now. And this is the weirdness of it all with, you know, tolerance in the name of intolerance or the other way around, right? We can have all these new various strange beliefs and ideas. And, you know, people like Josh say, hey, you can have those ideas. I'm not trying to shut you up. But here's my idea. And then he expresses it. And here comes the censorship hammer. Right. It seems to be a one way street when it should be a two way street. It should be that everybody has rights, even the unpopular Christians with unpopular ideas and beliefs. But instead, what we get is intolerance and censorship and unlawful religious discrimination.
You know, it's pretty obvious when you go to his social media or you listen to him, he's got his political beliefs. He's outspoken. I mean, he is pro-life and he's got a red ball cap that reads Save Canada. And he's also been photographed in Ottawa with some of the protests on Parliament Hill. How much of that do you think is at issue here?
You mean, is that an issue for the school? Maybe. I don't know.
Is that what makes him, is that what gets him the response? Is that he's just, people know that he's going to have these opinions and they can fight him back on it? Like, how much do you think that plays a role just on his personal views in general?
Yeah, I suppose people expect certain beliefs or views, you know? I mean, you know, these days people expect Native people to be left wing. And when they're not, you know, when I know some of these people, I've had them as clients, they find they're pretty frustrated. Right. Because they're like, hey, you shouldn't put me in a political mold just because I have a particular race or a particular religion. It's the same thing here. Right. It's like, oh, well, he's a white Christian, so he must hold these views. So they're already on edge even before he speaks. And then, of course, he says his views, his beliefs, his biblical beliefs. And they're like, oh, yeah, you fit the mold. You're that stereotypical, you know, transphobic guy. And instead of actually listening to what he has to say and listening to his ideas and judging him on that, we get sort of prejudgment based on, you know, where he fits in the oppression pyramid.
It certainly brings, I think, question to the role of the Catholic school board and why we would publicly fund a system that doesn't go by the Catholic teachings.
Yeah, that's an interesting problem. I mean, you know, a lot of the Catholic schools and school boards really are nothing different from a public school board, just sort of with a cross on it. There's legitimate, like, actual Catholic schools that teach Catholicism and hold to that, but a lot of them don't. And in this situation, you know, the Catholic school board is reacting pretty much how I would predict a public school board would react. Everything's the same, right? It's all about you know, the Human Rights Code and the transgender students and all that. You don't hear anything about, well, actually, you know, Josh's beliefs are Catholic beliefs, so I suppose we have to do something to, you know, have some sort of balance or accommodation. That's not even part of the conversation, which is unfortunate because it should be.
Yeah, I mean, whether or not you agree with his or others' opinions on this, I do get concerned about what is allowed. Are we allowed to debate? Are we allowed to discuss? Are we allowed to have opinions? I mean, it's one thing to be violent or threatening. That's not acceptable. But I think the concern, you know, long term is that if we only allow one conversation or if we stop people from talking about it, eventually people stop listening. And that is what creates more anger and division. So I think we're coming down to, like, what can kids talk about in school? Like, where are we going with this?
Well, that's just it, right? And we keep expanding the definition of words like bullying or safety to include legitimate, peaceful, nonviolent views and speech and expression, so that we end up censoring it. And it sounds good because it's all about promoting the safety or the mental well-being of other people. But meanwhile, we're doing this grave harm to our society and to our human dignity by shutting people up and calling them bullies and calling them a threat to safety when they're obviously not. You know, if you're a reasonable person and you actually have respect for the English language, you're not going to call Josh a bully. You're not going to say he's a threat to the mental well-being. But that's exactly what the school has said, right, in order to justify what they're doing. And I think a lot of reasonable people are seeing through that and saying, no, it's censorship. And it's religious discrimination, and you can call it something different, but you're not fooling us, and it's not okay. And that's the thing. It's not just for Christians. It's for the rest of society. You know, would this be okay if we did this to some other minority group that happened to be culturally popular? No. Well, then it shouldn't be okay for anybody. Like, if we actually care about real equality, diversity, and inclusion, then it applies to everybody, not just to those who are popular amongst the woke mob.
Well, it is supposed to be our strength, having said that. So where does this go now, James, this fight? Is it a fight to get him back into school, or is that done for him? Or where is this, what is it that James, or what is it that this young man wants out of this?
Well, you know, he cares about the principle behind it, right? He's trying to protect girls who are having to deal with this in the washroom, and he's trying to talk about the actual, you know, issues. Right? Because as everybody knows, a lot of teenagers suffer as they go through all this, and then they get into their 20s and they detransition, right? They realize that it was all just a great big mess, and it destroyed their mental health, and it did damage to their bodies, and now they're trying to get out of it. And you know, you can find girls who are telling these stories of how they detransitioned. I've had one of them as a client. You know, it's really awful what happens to these teenagers who are only told one side of the story, which is the pro-transgender side. They're not told the other side of, wait, maybe you can get through this discomfort and actually stay consistent to your sex, and that might actually be better for you in the long run, right? So he cares about those kids, and he cares about the girls who are dealing with this in the bathroom. So he wants to keep talking about that. Legally, I don't think we're going to get him back in the school. I don't think the school is going to go for that. You know, could I, before the end of the semester, take enough legal action and get a decision to get him back in? Probably not. Things move pretty slow in the law. I think what this is about now is vindicating the rights and exposing the unlawful religious discrimination and the double standards being applied here. And, you know, we have various legal mechanisms for doing that. And that's ultimately, I think, the goal.
Stay tuned. We'll watch this. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.